We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Yes, I wanted to mention a few different things to you real quick because we don't have a lot of time before we go to the weather and to the break, but we got a packed show scheduled for you. And we have some guests coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about longevity, keeping yourself healthy, things like that. We'll talk to a doctor that focuses on it. And we talk about ourselves a lot during this quarantine and our health and, you know, building the immune system and what does it look like to be healthy in the long run. So I thought, oh, this might be an interesting segment. Maybe we could bring a doctor on to talk a little bit about that. Also joining us is going to be Brad Young from Harris Dowell Fisher & Young. He is a awesome guest. And I wanted to talk to him about Chaz, which is, of course, the zone over in Seattle. Do the business owners there have the ability to sue? Should they have the ability to sue? That's the question I think is happening here. So I wanted to bring a couple of things up in the next hour. In the next half hour, though, before we get to 10 o'clock, I'm going to talk a little bit about the virus cases are starting to rise again. Are you feeling different about this COVID? Is it wrong that we forgot about it? Let it lull for a while. And strong June numbers could actually hurt any chances of another stimulus check. Would that really be a bad thing? No, I think, in fact, it would probably be a great thing. One other thing I want to bring to you that I'm very excited to say is that I continue to work on this Jim White radio special, and I still plan on bringing it to you at some point next week. I don't exactly know what day that'll be, but it's going really well. Today I had an opportunity to talk with the legendary microphone and ham radio and, of course, KMOX radio personality for a while there, Bob Heil. Now, Heil Microphones and his company over in Illinois, but he's been doing things forever. Of course, he's very good at talking about his own brand made here in America. So I was talking, we had probably had an hour-long conversation, and it started with talking about Jim White, and then we just talked about the industry, we talked about microphones, and then he kept showing me photos of, like, different musicians that use his microphone. And then the next thing you know, an hour later, it's like, oh, yeah, I better get ready for the show here. So I had some great conversations with him. So I got a lot of people that have contributed and have done some great things to help with this project. I'm so looking forward to bringing it to you next week. And as soon as I figure out what day that could be, I'll let you know. So if you're listening tonight, just this is the best thing you can do. Listen every day next week. I mean, we're getting close to the 4th of July, and this will be just in time for it, I'm sure. I just don't want to give a date yet just in case I don't finish it. So I have all intentions to have it ready for you, but I just don't know exactly when. But I'm going to put this plea out there again. Anyone that may be listening right now, I'm always looking for recorded audio of the legendary Jim White. If you were able to track any of his shows for the 20 years he was doing late night radio in St. Louis, the 79 to 99 was when he was doing the late show. Now, keep in mind, when Jim White was hired, he wasn't doing the late show. He was doing other things at KMOX for a while. That came a little bit after the late night stuff. So if you recorded any shows, if you have anything saved, please, please, please let me know and message me on Facebook. That's a good way to do it. Ryan Recker Radio. You can email me, ryan.recker@kmox.com. We've done many segments talking about Jim White, and if you've called in the past talking about him, I want to use some of that on the show. Just people telling memories of Jim White, I'm going to include as part of this special because I think he's such a special guy. And I'm really looking forward to telling his story. All right, before we go to break, just one more thing. We're going to talk about the virus after. We're going to get to your weather. Don't go anywhere. It's the last show of the week. I feel a little goofy already. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. I'm getting the messaging up right now, which is going to be fun for tonight, I guess, maybe. Here's the thing. You never know really what's going to happen on the show. Sometimes you think, oh, this is going to be a great topic. This is going to be a great thing to talk about. And the next thing you know, no one wants to talk about COVID anymore. And then all of a sudden, we're running into issues with COVID again. How did that happen? The great days, and let me just tell you how easy it was to do shows from the home studio back when we first started moving things because of it. It was easy because I would get ready for the show. It was right about the time they would have a press conference at the White House. I'd be able to listen to it to stay up to date. I'd be able to grab some clips, and I knew for at least an hour tonight, we'd be able to take calls on COVID. And then what happened? We don't do that anymore. I think people just became overloaded and sick and tired of talking about it. And they said, all right, here's the thing. The more we talk about it, the less we're learning because everything changes over and over and over again. And they got frustrated. And eventually, they just didn't want to take it anymore. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister would come out and start singing, we're not going to take it anymore until you got the cease and desist. And then it ends. But here's the latest. Some states pause reopening as virus cases near record high. And we had an article this week, and you can go back and look at it on KMOX.com. But Governor Parson even mentioned that this is not a major trend. It could be a blip, but it's not a major trend when it comes to the uptick in cases in Missouri. But a lot of other states are seeing it too. And of course, your state's going to get mixed in with it. Anytime you talk about states that have some of the least restrictions in place, you have states that have high restrictions like Illinois and Missouri, compare and contrast, doing things completely different. But we're still in a much better shape than Illinois. Let's put it that way. So here's what the Associated Press put out there. And I do want to open up phone lines and talk to you about this because I'm really curious. Do you have any changed feelings on the virus as more time has gone by? Have your thoughts, have your actions, what's changed? Now, I'm not looking for the, oh, I wash my hands more. I want to know if you've actually changed the way you thought about this virus over the past, let's say, month. Has the mindset changed? Or are you exactly where you are a month ago and you feel the same way about it? Nothing's changed. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. For me, I don't think a lot has changed with my approach to COVID-19. I still feel like where I was a month ago, I am today. I still take the precautions they ask you to take. When I go out into public, unless it's required for me to put on a mask, I just normally distance myself and I don't get close to other people. But I'll go in and I'll go out and I'll do my thing and I feel fine. I feel comfortable doing that. I don't feel like every time I walk out the door that when I come back in, I'm going to have the wife with the Lysol can spray me down just to be safe. You know, they're not going to be bringing out the brushes and soap and trying to wipe me down like I'm an elephant at the zoo. I'm not that paranoid about it. But at least I am smart about it. I feel like as long as you can be smart about it, you'll be all right. And being smart is also realizing that it might not be the best idea to go in to the largest crowd situations right now if you don't feel comfortable doing that or you don't feel like you could stay away from masses. You know, when I say stay away from masses, I mean there could be a large grouping there, but if it's an absolute guarantee that you're going to be shoulder to shoulder with other people, then that might be a different type of scenario. But there could be a lot of people, but you realize, hey, we can all walk around each other. We can get around each other. We don't have to push and shove. We don't have to fight this thing. Then that's a different story. I feel exactly the same I did a month ago. But maybe you feel different. Let's go to Bill, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi. I just wanted to say, with everything changing and people opening up and things returning more to normal, it kind of contributes to the psyche. And each day that I hear about another inflated statistic, like somebody with a gunshot wound, for example, getting kind of the coronavirus death, it just contributes to my my pessimism about the actual data being presented to us, and it makes me question more, which then helps me feel more positively about my safety when I go out into the world. That's the gist of it. I'd love to hear what you think about that.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for calling in. 314-436-7900. Here's going to be one of the most important things that we do. And if you're coming up with the top 10 most important things to do, keeping people informed with what the latest is important. Keeping people at least to make sure they understand that this is how you maneuver safely while we open and continue to keep things open and while we try to get things back on their feet. This is important. We can't just say we're going to stay closed forever until there is a vaccine. That's the worst scenario because we're going to be hurting for a long, long, long time in this country on many different fronts if that's the case. So the approach I think we need to take, and I've said this a lot of times on the show, the approach we need to take is we're going to open things up. What does it look like in order to be safe while things are opened up? As opposed to saying we're not opening things up until the vaccine's out or something. And the next thing you know, you're there forever. Like California, you know, some of the ways that they think about that. So when it comes to statistics, this is why I think this is going to be one of the most important things that we do after the fact. While we continue to develop vaccines, while we continue to develop treatments, things like that. And while we continue to treat people and figure out the best way to treat it, that's going to be huge, finding out the most effective way to treat COVID-19. But here's what I think is also in the top 10. It's going back and making sure the statistics are labeled properly. So today, CNN decided to put back up the COVID death tracker, okay? You know, if you're going to try to sensationalize it, that's the first thing you would do. And they've been doing it, so it's all par for the course for them. But let me just say this way. When all things are said and done, we need to be able to go back and we need to be able to separate the statistics. So we need to know, okay, if this is labeled as a contributor to cause of death, is this the main contributor or is this something that happened to be detected, but it wasn't what was the cause of death? Meaning maybe someone went in and they were determined that the cause of death was something else. They tested them and later found out they were positive for COVID-19. You don't want to say, okay, that was the cause of death, but it was something that was in the system. We need to separate these numbers so we know these are the people that were infected, that had a hard time with it and died because of this, versus the ones that were detected to have it, but that wasn't the cause of death. Right now, one of the big explanations of why they decided to market the way they market and why the number is so high as we speak is because they want to get a pretty good handle on tracking this thing. So if there's any areas that have a high density and a high number, even if it's not the contributing factor, if they still say, okay, this was a factor, at least we know this area could be a hotspot and we got to do more to make sure this area stops the spread. Statistically speaking, it helps them when it comes to stopping the spread, but by the end of it, we need to make sure we properly document these things so we can put it into context. So right now, it's helpful. And later, when we go back and look at the pure numbers, we need to remember that it's inflated, and it's going to at least be divvied up properly. We'll get a better understanding of how we actually handle this thing. I say that... there could be a couple of different ways to handle this. So keep in mind, too, and this is just probably a cheap shot to many people when I say it. If Donald Trump is reelected in November, I feel like you'll get the statistics. If Joe Biden is elected in November, I feel like he's going to keep the inflated numbers because it's going to try to put a stain on the Trump presidency. So don't let it be something that turns political. Let it be something known that is important to divvy out when things are passed. So that's what I feel about that. I feel like the number is a lot lower if you were to cycle out ones that were just there for tracking purposes versus actual cause of death. All right, let's go to Mark, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, yes, sir. Good night. It's a pretty cool conversation. I was just running some stuff around. We got a garage sale coming this weekend, so what a topic. Do you, like, we're having a Turtle Creek subdivision where there's going to be, like, probably 5, 6, 7 cars, maybe 1,000 driving through, and we're having a garage sale. And it's a good thing, though, because there's a lot of stuff I want to get rid of. It's not bad. But the catcher is, my wife goes, hey, you know, I'd like people to come in with only a mask. on her point of view, she gets shots in her belly that just started for immunodeficiency, because she's going to be a lot more she's going to be able to catch a lot easier than me. So
okay.
if I go to
right.
Home Depot to get a can of paint, she's like, I really want you to be cautious because it could be brought home to me. So
right.
I just, you know, thought I'd shoot off the hip and call in and let you know, everybody's got the different variables, and that's ours. You have a garage sale and you don't want, you know what I mean? It's the little stuff you really would have never thought about.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Well, real quick, what are some of the big ticket items at this garage sale of yours?
Well, I got some bunk beds that my kids have had. My one son, who's 22 now, he still didn't want to sell it. But I got bunk beds. I got a couple, and then a lot of little stuff. I got coolers, and I'm also selling two bikes, which when I walked into Target, there's no bikes at all. So I think the first couple are going to grab the bikes.
Oh, good. Very good. So you got some good stuff there. Because when you have a giant neighborhood, you can't come in underprepared. You don't want to be the one that has not enough stuff. So they look at you and they roll their eyes like, why'd I waste my time walking up this driveway?
I agree with you 100%. You have to put something juicy at the end of your driveway to get them stopped.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, there's certain things that stop us dead in our tracks when we're driving and see a garage sale. For my wife, it's kid stuff. She sees kid clothes. She sees kid toys. Yeah. She's like, let's stop and take a look every time.
I agree 100%. And I do have a barbecue pit, so I think that's going to be a big item that someone's going to want.
Ooh.
That. But,
man, you got a lot of stuff here.
Well, but what's funny is, you know, the main point is that in all honesty, my wife is so afraid because she's getting these shots and they're no joke. And I'm Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. So, you know, one end, I'm supposed to wear a mask when I go in, but quite honestly, I could be much better at it. And then when she'll ask me, of course I do it, but it's not like I'm kind of the guy that's neutral, and
yeah.
I want to protect her, but I don't think about it as much as I probably should.
Okay.
But she's
great.
One of the ones that could be vulnerable. So that was my only comment, and I think
okay,
it's a great topic, and I thank you so much for your show.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Good to hear from you, and have a great night. Have a great weekend, and good luck with your garage sale. We can take some more of your calls at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And Overnight America is live with you, and I would like to hear from you. Wow, I can't believe next weekend's the 4th of July already. You know, you get bonus points if, while we're talking, a neighbor shoots some firework off near your house and we can hear it audibly on the radio. I know you're not going to like it. Oh, I hate that. Yeah, and please, depending on where you are, it could even be worse. So let's just hope it's a firework. Let's go to Big Al. Welcome. What's going on, man?
Boy, if I had known that, I would have been ready, because my buddy runs a firework stand, and
yeah.
I got snap and pops. It sounded like a 9mm goes off.
Oh, man. Right. We got them going off in our neighborhood, too, right now.
No, they're the big ones. I gave my buddy one, and he threw it inside his house. And it hit the wall, and it made a black mark, and his Doberman ran out and wouldn't come back for like 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, dude, what the heck did you give me? It sounded like a 9mm.
So what's going on?
But then, what are you and family doing for us since you're new to town, kind of?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't really know yet. We haven't made plans.
Well, here's the deal. Since you're all, you know, Mr. Bighead now, you
Mr. Me,
so it's really into your head. But anyway, I got a party.
Big Al, your phone's cutting out. There we go. Okay, so your phone's cutting in and out. I'm only catching some of what you're saying.
Let me plug in here.
All right. Oh boy. It's still cutting out. Yeah, let's put Big Al on hold real quick while he goes and sees if he can get a little higher ground for the cell phone. While we do that, let's go to Chris, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I just want to make a couple comments. Yeah, you there?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make a couple. We're talking about COVID. I just wanted to make a couple comments. I started a business, a service business, for the construction industry,
mm-hmm.
Basically working on commercial trucks right when this hit. So I waited out the winter for business to pick up, and then COVID came, and I tried to be a good citizen, do what they said, stayed home for the 30 days, and got through that. I have to do some traveling. Giant pain to stay anywhere, giant pain to get parts, get equipment, get what you need. I just don't understand why kids that work at McDonald's and people who work at McDonald's are required to go to work. But if you need something that's essential for your business, you got to jump through hoops and loops to get it.
Oh,
I'm not denying that COVID-19 is a real thing. Sure it is. Mm-hmm. But the way I feel about it is pretty much the day that you're born, there's stuff out there that's trying to kill you. And you know, it's just, to me, I just don't understand why people just want to cower in their basement in fear. It just makes absolutely no sense to me.
Okay. You make a good point about this McDonald's stuff. You're right about that. The way we have defined essential services have been pretty loosey-goosey, haven't they?
I feel like it is. I mean, I feel like if I need parts, or if you're operating a business and you need equipment or you need parts, and the people that are supposed to sell that stuff won't come into work, or they'll come in, but you can't look at the part. Oh, we'll bring it outside for you. Well, that's not the right thing. And then they get upset, and they got to go back in there and search around for it. And it's like, look, I just don't get why these guys, you're making 50, 60 grand a year, and you're hardly working, but yet, and not necessarily just kids, and not just kids that work at McDonald's. There's people that are susceptible that work in restaurants and McDonald's and the rest of that.
Oh, I get it.
Working
I get it.
Every day.
Yeah. Very true.
To me, it's I don't know. I just don't I don't see the government's logic on it. The other mm-hmm. part I don't see the logic on it is it's okay. And I'm not knocking Black Lives Matter. I understand why they're upset. I sympathize and I empathize with them. But I don't understand why protesting and rioting is overlooked by the government. But if you own a restaurant, you can't open that. Absolutely no sense to me.
I get it. Very good, Chris. Hey, thank you for calling in. Good to hear from you. All right, let's go to Bob real quick. Welcome to Overnight America, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I want to make sure I heard. I just got in my car and had the radio on. I want to make sure I heard you right. Did you say that if Trump gets reelected, the figures on the COVID-19 will be revised down? And if Biden is elected, they'll stay the same. Did you say that?
Yeah, I do think that. Did you hear my reasoning for it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I'll explain it to you just real quick. So what I think is going to happen is if President Trump is reelected, when we try to break in segment the statistics of COVID-19, depending on the primary, secondary, or just tested and became positive but had nothing to do with it, when they start to look at all of these tests that have been documented as of right now and been clumped into COVID-19 deaths, if they go back after the fact, I think the number's going to be a lot lower when you segment out the ones that really didn't have a factor but are still being counted right now. But I do believe if Joe Biden gets elected, they're not going to segment those things. I think they're going to try to inflate those numbers to make it look as bad as possible because this happened under President Trump's administration. I truly believe
that. Realize that these numbers are coming from Johns Hopkins University. They're not coming from the Democratic Party, and I think they're probably low, and I'll give you my reasoning for that, is this virus, when it hit the United States back in December or early January, we didn't know what it was. President Trump didn't want to admit it. He said there were 15 cases that magically disappear, evaporate. And I think there were a lot of people who passed away who the coroners didn't know about this virus, and they misdiagnosed it. They said it was pneumonia, and people were dying from it. I think the numbers are probably but I think they're definitely lower than what 125,000 is now.
Okay. Well, hey, Bob, we got to go to break, but thank you very much for that. All right, 314-436-7900. There's a few things I would disagree on when it comes to the tracking numbers, because a lot of this testing has to go through the government originally. Maybe we'll get up to that coming up next on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.